everyone to our committee meeting, April 12th. Want to inform everyone that Regent Linda Ball is with us on audio, at least. So, Linda, hello. Glad you're with us. I believe we have everyone else in attendance today. Committee Chair Jason McKinney is in the absolute worst time of the year for him, April 12th. Being a CPA, and because of that, we have put him first on the agenda as he has some things to attend to later today. So, with that, Regent McKinney, we'll turn the Academic Affairs Committee over to you.
Thank you. The first action item we have is approval of Department of Sociology name change.
Provost,
would you like to say something on the department change, name change?
I understand that it's first on the agenda. and I'm going to turn this over to the department head.
I'll be quick. This is a matter of the wayfinding on the campus. We added the minor for about, well, since the 80s. We added, 10 years ago, we had a master's degree for practitioners that are already in the field to come back and get a phenomenal master's. 5 years ago, we added a bachelor's degree, so a bachelor's degree major. So, but the name still says Department of Sociology. Students who are approaching the university have a hard time in some ways finding it. And so this will add visibility and allow us to market a little bit better.
Any discussion? Do I hear a motion?
So moved. Second.
All right. Anybody want to say anything about the motion? All right. Hearing no discussion, I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. All right. Second on our agenda is the approval of the School of Nursing and Allied Health nomination.
I believe you've probably read the proposal, and essentially what we're doing is we have our Department of Allied Health has become relatively small, and the only remaining programs going in are dental hygiene. And we also had the institute that was attached to the Department of Allied Health, so we're proposing to merge those two smaller units within the School of Nursing so that we can sort of distribute the resources and can make use of them across the board instead of being little pockets where we try to all work together and make this ship run a little smoother. So that's the proposal. Any questions?
Thank you. Thank you. Do I have any comments or discussion? All right. Or do I have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Yeah. Now, hearing no discussion, I'll call this vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Or did you say
I'm advancing the approval, right?
I'm approving it, yes.
All right. Motion carries unanimously. All right. On to the reason that I think everybody's here. And I think at first the president would like to make some comments.
Regent McKinney, thank you. This is an important day, not just for the Board of Regents, but also for our entire university. We've been engaged in a process for about 9 months. That is unique, I think, in that we've decided and worked together as a community to turn a critical eye on ourselves and have had a process by which faculty, department chairs, deans have worked together across the enterprise to identify places where we could do more. And the instinct in these moments is to think about and focus on the things we might stop doing. And that would be a mistake. What's important about the CAPE process is that we've identified 55 programs across the university that we're going to take a look at. We're going to re-innovate. We're going to think differently about what these offerings are. We're going to connect them directly to what students want to study. We're going to connect them to what the market seeks in our graduates. And we're going to re-energize and re-enliven those degree programs. And we've done it in a way that's bottom-up. And so as we go through this process, I urge folks not to think about this as what we're not going to do. What this is giving us an opportunity to shift resources, to think differently, to innovate, and to make sure that what we're doing on the academic side of the house matches the interests and demands not just of our students and their families, but of our South Central Kentucky region and our 27 county service area. This is a very good thing for Western Kentucky University. And so with that, Merrill Price has been on point for this effort, and we'll walk you through the process, what comes next, and some of the decisions that have been made.
Thank you, President Boney. Thank you for each of the guests. It's been a long 9 months, as you can imagine, and today's the day that we get on this presentation, so I'm very glad about that. You have all seen the recommendations. There is one clerical error that I need to fix, and that is the Agricultural and Technology Management Associate's degree that is in your transform list, but is currently listed as a STEM. That suspension was overturned by the TAFE committee in appeal, and that should read a transform. However, all of the numbers that we're about to quote, the numbers that you've already seen, are correct. That is just a minor clerical error. And I believe Julia has copies of the corrected. All right, so I'm going to talk a little bit about the numbers. I'm going to talk a little bit about what we thought would happen and what has actually happened. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about the plan going forward. So this is where we are by college and by totals of programs that were recommended to grow, enhance, maintain, transform, and suspend. And as you can see, every college has at least one of everything. And the total number of programs that finished out is 380, which is a very large number of programs for a university about that. So, last time I presented to you on this topic, I talked about these definitions, and we gave some projections. And in addition to those projections, what I have for you today are some actual outcomes. So we did say what we thought that maintain would be the most common designation because the majority of programs at this university are robust. They are doing what we ask them to do. They are serving students on a daily basis. So we said that we thought maintain would be the most common designation. It turns out 55% of the programs came out as maintain, so 209 of those 380. Any math errors are mine, by the way. Suspend, we thought, would be the second most common designation. Primarily, again, we thought, because we have some programs that are moribund. For example, you will see some graduate minors on your list. A graduate minor is a program that begins with a reference number of zero. So if you see any minors with a reference number of zero, that means it is a graduate minor, and it is moribund. We don't use that system anymore. So that part of that is just a cleanup. In terms of lessons learned, if I had thought that through, I would have labeled those graduate minors much more clearly because there has been some confusion between graduate minors and undergraduate minors, and programs didn't even know they had graduate minors. So when they saw that they had a minor scheduled for suspension, they panicked. It turns out those are the moribund graduate minors. So for suspend, we ended up with 101 out of 380, or 28.67%, something like that. Transform should identify programs benefiting from a period of time for systemic change. This is what we're excited about. 55 of 380, roughly 15% of our programs are going to be significantly transformed coming up fairly soon. So excited about that. And then finally, grow, enhance. These are the programs that have more students than we know what to do with, more students than we can manage in our current resourcing. And so based on the sustained growth, we're looking at market opportunities. We're looking at about 4% of our programs, 15 of those. Right. This I just noticed yesterday. So of the 101 suspension recommendations, what this points out, I think, is that the hard work was done not just by the committee, the university-wide cake committee, which has my undying thanks, but also the hard work was done by program faculty and department heads and by the college-level committees and the deans, because it would be really convenient if we could have chosen 100 for the mark. But nearly three-quarters of the suspensions that we're looking at were actually recommended by the faculty themselves. Another 20-something percent were recommended at the college level, and the CAPE committee only recommended 5 additional programs for the suspension that hadn't been recommended at the college level. So I think that points to the fact that everybody has made tough decisions going forward, not just the CAPE committee. And we really appreciate that. So, what do we do now? Crunch the numbers a little bit. There are currently 615 students enrolled in the programs before you that are slated for suspension, which is about 3% of our overall enrollment. And of course, we will teach out these programs. We're not just obliged to teach them out because of CPE and because of SACS, our local state body, and also our accrediting body, but also we're ethically obliged to teach these programs out because we have accepted students into these programs and we have promised them a certain degree or a certain credential, and we're going to make sure that we keep these programs going for a reasonable enough amount of time that they could be expected to complete those credentials. However, we can't continue to accept new folks into those programs, and as of the first day of the fall semester, we will no longer be accepting new people. Transformed programs. So these are the 55 programs that we think could really benefit from being re-envisioned. That doesn't mean the same thing for every program. In fact, we're thinking that it will mean some really different things for different programs. And we would like people to put their heads together soon. We're going to move fast on this, but we are looking for creative ways, strategic ways to transform these programs. And the committee had some ideas, but the program faculty will have more ideas, the deans will have more ideas, the community as a whole, the students will have more ideas about transforming these programs. And so we're going to tap into those resources. And our goal is, think about it, between now and the beginning of the spring semester, start some curricular action in the spring, and then by fall 2020, we'll be able to admit students into those transformed programs. Because we have the rule about catalogue years that says that students who come in under a particular catalogue year get to complete the programs under those catalogue years, people will still be able to complete the programs they signed up for, even if those programs are transformed, but we really anticipate that people are going to be trading their catalogue years for fall 2020 because those programs are going to look pretty good. Grow Enhance programs, and those are the 15 programs who we think are good candidates for investment. And again, that will not mean the same thing for every program. We need to be strategic about what we're doing, and it doesn't mean that we are immediately going to make immediate investments into those programs. We need a plan for these too. So we expect some more discussions among the stakeholders about how we invest thoughtfully into these programs. That means that they get to grow, but also that they get to grow in the right direction. And then finally, I just wanted to thank all the people who have been involved in this process. The program faculty worked hard, department heads made tough decisions, the college committee and the deans agonized over some of these, and then particularly the university-wide CAPE committee, who took a huge chunk of time this spring and went through 380 different programs and asked deep and probing questions and disputed amongst themselves and really did exactly what we needed them to do and what this university and community needed them to do. So I'm extremely grateful to that committee, and there's at least one member of the committee, Dr. Beck, is sitting behind me today. So thank you. And with that, I'm turning it back over to you.
All right. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second. All right. And the motion is
to accept action item AA3. That's my motion. Okay.
I would like to make a motion to amend this. I have written it out, and so I'm going to pass it around. The original plan of the
point of order. Okay. They're not a motion on the floor.
But it can be amended.
You can always amend the motion.
Does it have to have a second before we have a discussion?
So he's passing around his amendment to the motion. And then we would have to have a second to be able to discuss the amendment, correct? Yes.
Does the amendment require a second?
Yes. Okay. So we have a motion. We have a motion to amend. I hear a second on the motion to amend. So if there's no
motion dies for lack of second.
Huh? No motion.
The motion dies. Okay. If it doesn't get seconded.
All right. So do we go back to the original motion and ask for a second on it then?
It has a second.
Ready for a second.
Okay. All right. Do we have discussion?
I would like to explain what that motion is.
The motion died.
The motion died. Okay.
Okay.
No discussion, though.
Call a question, please.
Okay. I guess we're going to vote on it. All in favor of the motion, as David presented, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say aye. I guess the motion carries. I guess my business is complete.
Merrill, let me thank you and again all the folks that you mentioned participate in this monumental task. And the 15-member committee, I think the chair was Kirk Atkinson.
18 members chaired by Adam Cheney.
Yeah. But as you so well pointed out, tremendous number of hours, effort, and agonization, I think you mentioned. So all these recommendations were given much thought, and certainly we appreciate all that effort. As keepers of the vision and trying to keep the long view for the university, as the president said, this is critical work that should position Westford well going forward with all the changes that are occurring in higher education.
Would you bear on that? Since we're at a pausing point, this is an important moment for Western Kentucky University, and the reason it's so important is that we've been working for 2 years to re-envision the way we do business, and we're really at the at the end of that first phase. This is the last part of that. But innovation is not a moment in time. Innovation is a process that must be ongoing. And so what we've begun with the CAPE process must continue. We have to turn that same critical eye on the work that we do every day. We have to take a look at our program offerings every month, every year. And we also have empowered and unleashed the creativity of deans on this campus and department chairs and our academic units. What the new budget model does, along with the CAPE process, is says to deans, you are responsible for managing your academic unit. Be creative. Look at what's working. Figure what needs to change and shift resources to grow. It's a new way of doing business. I grew up as an associate dean at Vanderbilt in the College of Education. And we, every year, took a look at our offerings. And some years, we stopped things. Other years, we built things. But it was a constant process of reevaluation, reassessment, and re-energizing. And so today is the beginning point of a process that will be ongoing. And I don't want that to be lost on everyone. Today was not a vote on a single process. It was a moving forward of what will be a continuous work to re-energize, re-innovate, and grow this university.
Good.
Chairman Bales, can I add a comment? Out of respect for the work of the committee, I think it's I think we have a responsibility to recognize when the university performs and does the task that has been put in front of them. The recommendations are a cumulative effort, not a singular effort. The vote today should have only been symbolic to accept the work of the 15 faculty members and 3 staff members that have spent, volunteered their time throughout this process. It is fair for the Academic Affairs Committee to acknowledge that work and accept it as it is presented to us, and that was what I did today. I'm extremely proud of the work that those faculty members and through a very difficult time, and deans, and the transformation of this university over the last 2 years. I work on this campus every single day, and it has been a difficult process, but necessary to move us forward. So I would congratulate the Academic Affairs Committee for acknowledging and accepting the work of the K Committee. Thank you.
Well said. Any other comments, anyone, before we release Regent McKinney and move on to the Student Affairs Committee?